The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hey, everyone, I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Good morning, afternoon.
Or evening.
Depending where you are.
On this lovely, lovely planet of ours. Today, we are talking about
everyday spirituality.
And as is our normal style, we finish each other's sentences. So if this is your first show with us, we'd like to let you know that right up front.
Yeah, because otherwise you'll think that we're rude. Now, we may be rude. I don't know.
Hopefully not, though.
Not to each other.
Yeah.
Well, occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally we fall off center and we are just a little bit
like normal.
Yeah, normal.
Like we always were.
And then I was like, what? What's that anomaly?
Right.
Which is perfect. If we're looking at everyday spirituality, the first thing is to take care of yourself without judgment, meaning to see how it is that you are without being hard on yourself for what you see. And lots of you out there fall off your own personal center, and the next thing you do, you're kicking on yourself.
Well, you take yourself away. You say, I can't come back and participate with people until I've got this under control. And that's what keeps it from being under control. Resistance to it. So here's the first thing we need to talk about is listening. Static.
I don't know if you guys have static there, but we seem to hear, so we'll just include it as we go along.
Okay. So let's talk about listening, though, because most of us truly do not listen. We listen to our thoughts about what's happening or what's being said. We do not listen to the point of view of the person speaking. So when we talk about listening, we're talking about your intentionally hearing what another person is saying from their point of view. Not to see whether you agree or disagree with it. Not to see if you already know it. But to actually hear what that person is saying newly in each moment. Now, here's the thing. What's the importance of listening, you'll say? Well, it's very important because it'll pull you into the current moment. And that's where most of us aren't most of the time. Most of us are in our thoughts about the future or the past or what somebody said or what we didn't say, and we miss the majesty of this moment of our lives, and that's where spirituality comes in. Because, you see, miracles could be happening around you, but if you are not there for them because you're busy thinking about and working on and worrying and projecting into possible futures rather than being where you are in that moment, then you'll miss those miracles as they show up. And listening is truly key because it'll pull you into the current moment of your life right now, because this is the current moment of your life. Most of us think, well, we'll listen to this program and then we'll work on our lives. We're suggesting that you don't work on yourself, but you just listen. And don't try to get anywhere, because we're not trying to get you anywhere.
Why not have this hour be a break from self-improvement?
Yeah, I like that.
That's why our show is called Being Here, not improve yourself for an hour.
Not doing here.
We work with a level. Oh, you had something else?
I was going to talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
Oh, go ahead.
Is that good?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I mean, it's our show. We can do anything we like,
mm-hmm.
Right? Almost anything. Anyway, three principles. First one is anything you resist will persist, grow stronger, and dominate your life. We didn't say this, but it really is okay to have fun in this hour.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
Okay, so the first principle is anything you resist, but don't have fun with,
will persist, grow stronger, and dominate your life. Now, in a moment, we'll have an example of all three principles. Let's just outline them first.
The second one is you can only be exactly as you are in this moment of your life. In this moment of now, you can only be listening to this radio show if that's what you're doing.
And anything you allow to be exactly as it is without judging it ceases to dominate your life. It completes itself.
Now, if the moment shows up as it does right now, and you can only be as you are right now, then anything that shows up in your life right now, you can deal with, and and you are capable of handling if you're there for it. Most people worry about the future or the past, and they're not really present when situations show up that they need to deal with.
Even everyday situations. I'm not talking about the big, complex ones.
Washing
every day.
The dishes, you know.
Here's an example. Yesterday, Shai and I went and we got our flu shots. We decided that we wanted to get a vaccine, so hopefully we won't get the flu this season.
Look, get the flu or get a shot. Choose.
Hmm. So we went, and it turned out that we needed to go to a town somewhere, a bit of a distance away. And we got there into the ShopRite, because they were holding it as part of the pharmacy of a local shopping center. We went in there, and there was a long line. And the line wrapped around into a different aisle, and we got online. And there were a number of people complaining about being in line. And it was a really interesting phenomena, because you can only be exactly where you are. Obviously, we were doing exactly what we wanted, which was getting flu shots, all of us.
We were waiting online to get flu shots.
Correct.
That's what we wanted to do in that moment.
So it was a really interesting example for us of what you resist persists and grows stronger. So if we resisted the people in front or behind us complaining or talking about their health issues, they dominated our lives. And the second, we could only be there having the whole conversation.
And those people could only be talking about what they were talking about.
And third principle, anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
It was interesting. There was one young lady standing in front of us who was complaining that she had to come here to get a flu shot and that her mother was sitting in the car with her infant daughter, and it was all a big complaint about that, and we realized, we gave her a couple of alternatives.
We're like, how wonderful that your mom could come along, sit in the car with your daughter. But that revolved into a different complaint. So it was not resolvable for her.
Because she thought her life could be different than it was in that moment. See, and that's what causes most people most of the pain in their lives, because they think that where they are and what they're doing isn't what they should be doing, rather than it's exactly what you should be doing in any given moment.
Now, if we started to invest in her, try to change her mind, try to uplift her life, rather than offer possibilities which were not accepted because she really wanted to
be
accepted.
She would hate us.
Shai went off down the health food aisle. He was picking up stuff. He got coconut oil, a jar of organic coconut oil, and brings it back. And I'm like, let's see what you got in your bag. And we're going through. And the woman behind us in line
is a dental hygienist. As it turns
nice
out.
Lady. Marlene liked her a lot. And she, I'm showing her what we're buying. And I'm like, coconut oil. By the way, this is really great stuff for
massages.
And she said, I'm so impressed
that you two still give each other massages.
Which we launched into that we have an award-winning relationship book called How to Create a Magical Relationship. It won Best Relationship Book of the Year. She got excited. We gave her the card for the radio show. Who knows, she might even be listening today.
If you are, Marlene, hi.
It was a lovely, lovely exchange. And part of it was we allowed ourselves to be excited about being where we were
in that moment of our lives, and it actually became a spiritual experience.
we were sharing possibilities. We've been married 25 years. She's been married 26. We talked about her career. We shared. We have a friend who's a dental hygienist also. It was a lovely exchange between people. What you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. It becomes an enlightening event. We got a email from a friend of ours recently. His name is Gio, and he sent it out to a number of people, and he talked about having had an incredibly spiritual day. In the very beginning of his email, he talks about what made it spiritual was saying yes. Yes to everything in his life. Yes to the tasks he had to do. Yes to the people he was being with.
Do you realize how much of our lives we reject out of hand? Would you say, no, I'd rather not, or no, this isn't right?
I don't want that.
I don't want to.
Oh, look at the weather.
Right. Oh, it's sunny. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, no, it's coming on to winter.
Right. Well, leaves are turning red. Oh, that's terrible. In any event, we're talking about everyday spirituality.
I was very impressed by Gio that he talked about, I've been saying yes to everything, including many incomplete tasks in my apartment and in my personal and professional life. And then he went on to talk about having spent time with his father and how in the past he had behaved in an immature manner with his father, wanting to have his father's attention and draining his father's energy. And the difference when he wasn't pulling on him for attention, but rather being there to have something to give rather than taking. And if you want to have your life be a spiritual experience,
you have to be there for it. You can't be off thinking about other things. Otherwise, that incredibly beautiful crimson tree is black and white.
And if you're busy proving something is wrong, if you're being right about something being wrong, like how your father raised you.
Oh, my God. He wasn't there for me. He didn't take me fishing. Now I go fishing all the time by myself or with my wife.
Oh, darn.
He did me such a favor.
He did.
He gave me the favor of discovering that I am capable of doing whatever I want to do.
Now we are giving you a favor. We're going to commercial.
And we're going to take a break.
Okay, we'll be back shortly, so yeah. Come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Being Here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities. possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
All right, welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
Hey, we actually listened to part of the commercials with you, and we heard the commercial about the Excellence Club.
And we liked that commercial.
Pretty soon, the Premier Excellence Club will be launched.
Isn't it better than grunting?
Yeah. So, we're very...
Watch my chops.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Hey, want to thank all those of you around the world who've been listening to our show. We've been getting great emails and notes on Facebook from like Nat in the UK and
Trisha in Florida
and Leanne and Eleanor in Brazil and people talking about listening every week. And if you want everyday spirituality, you're welcome to go back in the archives and pick a show and listen to it. And we really, really appreciate your listenership.
Really.
By the way, as long as I'm here, I know that there's somebody out there, or somebodies, who've been thinking for some time that you should...
come to our Monday Night Alive in New York City.
Is it you?
If it is...
Come this week.
This is a personal invitation from Ariel and myself.
Come. Let us know you're coming. Send us an email. Sign up to be our friend on Facebook. Drop us a communication through there now that we've figured out how to...
Use it.
And come this Monday. Don't miss. And we have lots of folks coming in for the Tell It Like It Is weekend that we're doing on the 23rd through the 25th. You are invited. Now, everyday spirituality. Actually, we have a caller on the line. Shall we take her?
Sure.
Elka, are you there?
Yes. Hello, I'm here. Hi.
Hello, Elka. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm really fine. We have really good, cold, sunny weather here, and I like the day. So,
where are you?
I'm in Hamburg, Germany.
Ah, because you say it's cold, sunny weather there.
It's already getting dark. It's autumn already, and you had lunch, perhaps. Just I had dinner.
Well, it's lovely to hear your voice.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. I like it to call to you. Yeah, I've something to share, or even a question to this topic. Since I knew that the topic of this Wednesday would be spirituality and everyday spirituality, I thought about my spirituality and what does everyday spirituality mean for me. But then Monday something happened. I have been on the funeral of my sister-in-law, the sister of Dieter, my husband, who died very early with 55 years of cancer. And during the funeral service, when we, which was a very nice funeral service, many people have been there, and when we stood at the grave, we prayed the Lord's Prayer, and out of a sudden I started again to cry, but I had the feeling that I cried mostly for myself, because I felt an immediate longing for, could it be true? Could there be a father who cared for us? Could there be something where we really belong to what I do not really love, but I would like to have something like this? And it was really, I didn't expect this feeling. I thought I was over it, or I would expect nothing after death. I would. I always thought, okay, something will perhaps come or will not come. But then these, it was a kind of curious feeling.
Well, you know, when you say what you say, Elka, I'm caught by something. I'm caught by the possibility that our lives are unfolding perfectly, exactly as they should be in each moment, and in a way, we are being looked after.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as though life is taking care of us when we let it. But most of us are worrying about getting somewhere, so we miss seeing how life does take care of us. And you know, all those little interruptions in our day that seem like they're intrusions and they're not the way we prefer the day to go, and we're not what we want. Those all are little timing elements that pull us to the current moment of our life and sync our life up to exactly where we should be. And when we think, oh, this is the wrong thing, well, then we get upset with how our day is going. But the reality of it is, if you are in each moment of your life, life is a miracle, and you are being taken care of.
Mm-hmm. And I, too, can take care of others, perhaps.
Oh, that is so perfect, because we were just looking at an Albert Schweitzer quote, which Ariel's going to read to us in a moment, about taking care of others, about being of service.
His quote is this, "I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I do know, the only ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve." So when you say that, I actually, whether you want to think about it, your higher consciousness or greater good or Christ consciousness or God quality, when you take care of other people, Elka, which you do regularly, because I know you're a gynecologist, but when you're there for it.
When you're there with them, healing takes place out of your being there, not out of what you do, but out of your presence, out of the essence of the being that you are.
Not only with them, but with you, where you connect into that sense of being looked after, that sense of everything is
perfect.
In sync, in perfect, that you make a difference, that your life matters.
Ariel said perfect, not imperfect.
Yeah.
That's
like in. Is perfect.
Yeah.
Not imperfect.
No,
is
perfect.
Perfect.
Everything is showing up.
that's
not
true.
To our minds.
Yeah. No, that makes me a very warm feeling in the womb just in this moment when you are saying this, and I can hear this. I also thought of the many babies I see, even in the echo, when they are only 2 centimeters big, and I feel so it's a gift for me to
privilege.
See everything developing, and it's a gift for me to be there for my patients. For it's true. It's
now one of the things that happens, and I love talking to you. Somehow this sad event with your sister-in-law has dropped you back into real time,
and
into your heart,
into your humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us get so busy trying to get ahead.
You know, a friend of ours, Mac, you may know Mac, he almost died last week.
Mac, Aaron's husband?
Yeah, Mac, you know, who lives in Connecticut?
Yeah, he was taking his boat to a dock, and he'd stepped off onto the dock, and he slipped and fell into the water.
And there was nobody around, and his boat wasn't tethered up, and so he had one hand holding onto the boat.
And the other hand holding onto the dock, and the water was cold, and he couldn't get out.
And it took about 15 minutes for somebody to hear him. By then, he was very hypothermic. And it really, really rocked him back on his heels. He got very in touch with the fleeting nature and the fragility of life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And most of us get so revved up that
we're
need a near-death experience.
We're going somewhere. We're so busy trying to get somewhere that we miss the essence of life, which is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
And one of the things that you're talking about that I want to highlight for everybody listening is that there's such a difference between ritual and spirituality. You're talking about the ritual of a funeral that is to provide closure, but in the midst of that ritual, you found
spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were there for that moment. You were actually listening to the Lord's Prayer when it was being said, rather than thinking about what you didn't do and what you should have done or what you should have said. You were there for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became a spiritual, deeply moving event rather than just
rote mechanics.
Yeah.
You know, Elke, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Very shortly now, we need to take a break. Are you available to stay with us and come back after the break?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
Beautiful. Everyone, we'll be back shortly. Come on back with Elke, the two of us. Come on back. Don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi, welcome back.
Yes.
We were just talking with Elka, on the break, because we could. And we were talking about how she knew she was going to be calling into this show for a while now, and she knew the topic of the show, and how the topic,
everyday spirituality, became a parameter or a context through which to view her life.
Right. And how it, so leading up to the show, it's been very spiritual for her, as just the anticipation of calling in for this show and the idea of looking at spirituality in all aspects of her life created that. And we were talking about how when you register for one of our workshops, that's what happens. You create a context based on the title of the workshop out of which to see your life non-judgmentally.
So, for instance, those of you in New York or coming to New York, we have a fellow Joe comes up every week from Philadelphia, takes a train up and back, for Monday Night Alive. Monday Night Alive. That becomes your context. The international call this week is coming up on Tuesday. For those of you in Europe, it's Tuesday Night Alive. And you're invited. And I know that there are folks in the U.S. now who are doing their best to put together a hub of three people or more so they can join the call. You're welcome to be part of the international call. And again, of course, the Tell It Like It Is weekend, which is coming up. You know, next weekend, next Wednesday, I mean, the next Being Here show is Being Right versus Being Alive.
That's a good one. You know,
I just had an idea what to share about what I saw this afternoon in the garden, even with this special look on spirituality. Mm-hmm. I saw a tendril of a climbing plant which had built a bridge to another tree, and
uh-huh.
it looked really great. And I thought, this is something really good, building bridges, doing caring, building bridges with other people and building bridges with nations.
You know, it's funny, up on our flip chart here for today's show, Elka, we have a quote that I took off the bottom of an email from a woman who in Canada, lovely lady, Veronica Hay, who has In Touch magazine, and she runs our articles. And what she puts on the bottom of her emails is, may there be a miracle
in your life today, and may you have the eyes to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're talking, most people are so busy, it's just a tendril or something, background. But there you are to see what's in your world and build a bridge between you and your world. It's just
yeah.
an inspiring thing. You give me goosebumps.
Thank you.
You know, those people in Europe, the American dollar keeps on getting weaker and weaker, which makes our buses a real bargain. So if you should choose to join us here in New York for the upcoming workshop.
We have one in October. We have one early December and one early January. Now's a great time to register, for sure.
Yeah. Elka, I think about thank
so
you
so much for calling. And again, please, I know we said it on the break, but give our regards and condolences and love to Dieter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Yes, indeed.
And now for a different city. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Hilly. We have Hilly on the line. You there, Hilly?
Yes, I'm there. Hello, everybody.
Hi, darling.
And hey. What city are you in?
I'm calling in from Frankfurt in Germany.
All right.
And I'm really very touched to follow the conversation with Elke and hear everything that's been said about everyday spirituality. It's a real pleasure to hear everything and connect up with you.
Mm. Well, it's nice
and
to
actually,
hear your voice.
I didn't have a real question to ask, but I wanted to share that how spirituality or what a spiritual experience I had already today. Because things at work didn't show up as they were originally planned, but today I could allow to go with what was coming up, and that's actually for me spirituality. If I'm not driving things somewhere where I think they should be, but allowing myself to see what's coming up and what's needed, and then it resulted actually in a productive and very satisfying day.
That's great.
That's great.
That's a lot of what Shai was talking about earlier in the show, everybody, where he's talking about, quote, interruptions in your day. Hilly's giving you a real-time example of what happens when you don't treat your interruptions or
as interruptions, but treat them as things that require your attention.
As if they are your life, as opposed to that, wait a minute, that's not supposed to be there.
They may not be on your agenda, but sometimes your agenda is flawed or lacks certain key elements that need taken care of. And when life shows up with a telephone call, that may be what you need to take care of. Actually, it is, if it's your phone.
What kind of work do you do, Hilly?
I am the assistant of the Global Human Resources Manager at Vela, the hair care company.
Aha. I love how you say Vela. Here we normally say Wella.
Wella, okay.
Your V's and our W's get kind of funny here. So.
Yes,
I like hearing you
true.
Say it. It sounds very
and
exotic.
Actually right now I'm supposed to organize a meeting of the lead team members beginning of November in Berlin. And it's a real exciting event, and all the things are coming together now, and we got a good step ahead today, and I didn't expect it to be that way. I let myself be surprised for my life, actually.
That's very great.
Sounds
yeah, and
good.
It's actually because of being here and what you guys are standing for in transformation and allowing to really feel myself and not being in my head, in my thoughts, but just be there. So
well, let me ask you a question because it just came to me. So you've been taking workshops with us for a number of years now.
Yes.
And you're more present in your life. Do you find
absolutely.
You're
absolutely.
Say that
again.
Absolutely.
Do you find you're more productive? Because a lot of people get the idea that if they're satisfied, they're not going to be as productive. If they don't have a stick whacking them to produce, they don't produce, or they think they won't produce.
No, that's not my experience. When I attended your workshops and was more present, was more able to listen, and I got far more effective than before. And it's not about being in your head or having an agenda to follow through or to get somewhere, to have a set goal where you just follow there. It's about being here and being present to whatever is coming up in my life. That's what making me productive.
Now, one of the things, if I'm recalling correctly, one of the last jobs you had, you weren't a perfect fit there. The actual duties in the job were not necessarily the things you enjoyed doing the most, mm-hmm. and they weren't the things that you were the most, that pulled upon your greatest skill set.
Right.
But the thing that I really admired about you was how you kept going for that job with excellence.
And totality.
And to make a difference.
Rather than complaining that it didn't fit your idea.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, this is another thing. A lot of people have an idea of what's going to make them satisfied in the future.
And that's the different job, the different boyfriend, girlfriend, different... Finances, something home.
Different than what is right now. You see, now is all we have, all of us. Anybody listening to this show right now, this is your life right now. And it can't be any different than it is. And so you need to include what shows up because that's what's showing up.
Exactly.
Like
if I'm able to include it, then everything turns out into magic. If I'm resisting it or think it should be different or someday it's going to be better, then everything sucks.
Right.
That's a technical term.
What, sucks?
Sucks.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's really okay to have fun, too.
Yes.
Because if you're not having fun, you're not, you'll never... be successful.
You know, one sure sign that you've lost your everyday spirituality is when you lose your sense of humor. When
that's true.
It was very fun yesterday. We got to speak yesterday with Hilly and a number of other people who generally set up the things that we do, the courses in Europe, and they're the people who host the international calls, and we talk to them periodically just to make sure everything is taken care of. And we discovered that we could either get lost in the logistics and minutiae of things, or we could be alive. And there was something so wonderful about people's hearts reconnecting and being alive, very much like the experience of talking with Elke today.
Yeah, that's true. And it wasn't about, well, we discovered that it's about people and making a difference in people's lives and not about perfect logistic lists. And that's where my heart personally reconnected also when, you know, I was directly calling to a friend afterwards. I was talking to somebody today. That's where my heart is blossoming.
That's beautiful, Hilly.
Hey, Hilly.
We have to go to a break, darling.
Can you stick around?
Come on back, everyone. And don't miss being here.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We are here with Hilly. We're talking about everyday spirituality.
And
you there, Hilly?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm still here.
You have a
and
question
actually,
now?
In the break, I had a question, which I wanted to ask. Is I can find myself dating, but it's not something really spiritual coming up for me. It's kind of like also doing a task, and nothing. Nobody is. Really spiritual for me or really connecting with me?
Well, now, so here's the thing. I would say, given that what you just said, that you're not really dating.
You have an agenda and a to-do list that you're looking to check off rather than being there.
You're not really being there with another human being. You are seeing if they fit your idea of what relationship material will be.
That's true.
So they fail, and it's not spiritual.
I mean, basically,
yes,
Shia and I yesterday in line had multiple dates.
With other people and with ourselves.
So there were, of the five most immediate people, only one was a compatible date, meaning somebody who had values that seemed to coincide with ours, that we would have fun having an exchange with over time. So if I use that as a dating analogy, we had a first date with all those people, and I wouldn't be particularly interested in having a second or third date with four or five of them because they wouldn't enjoy us and we wouldn't enjoy them. But see, I'm not trying to go to the flu shot line to try and get married.
But we can have a spiritual experience whilst on a line of people waiting to get a flu shot.
Even with the people we were not compatible with over time.
Even with the woman who stuck the needle in my shoulder.
Yeah, she was quite lovely.
Yes, it was. You know, like,
and the lady with the forms, and the lady who was handing out the gifts.
It was all an amazing, miraculous experience of living, if you are there for it. And the same thing with dating, Ellie. If you're going out looking for someone to get married to, well, that's probably what you will eventually come up with, but I doubt that you'll find yourself very satisfied or happy. See,
that's true.
If you're not having fun being in your life, I'm already off in the future.
Well, you're so far off
in the future, you're not even letting me talk.
You didn't even let him finish the sentence.
True, sorry.
No, it's perfect.
I tell you, that's what you're doing everywhere. And here's the thing. What am I, Ellie?
Amen.
That's right. And if you're not listening to me, and I'm a very non-threatening man, given that I'm 6,000 miles from you or 4,000 miles from you, and I'm married, and so there's no, you don't have to produce anything for me. And if you're not listening to me, then those fellows that you're dating, you're not listening to them either. And then, if you're not listening, that means you're not there.
Not to mention, in there, it's like trying to prove you already know it, or trying to prove you're smart, or trying to prove something.
Mm-hmm.
There's some proving involved. And in fact, I mentioned it to you on the break, because I find that from time to time, you just aren't so revealing about yourself. It's more about letting people know how well you're doing, but there's not an invitation for people to do well alongside you. So, you know, so that we're all partners in doing well. With Elka, I felt that doing well, not doing well, it didn't really matter. I find my experience of myself while being with her that I'm in touch with my heart. I watch Shia's eyes well up. There's a dropping into my well-being, but her shields are down. In general,
but it took a, you know, like the loss of somebody that she's close to produce that, but you don't have to have somebody die to have that be available to you. You have to volitionally, intentionally drop your shields. You know, it's like Star Trek. You know, Star Trek, to beam somebody aboard, you know, beam me up, Scotty. In order to do that, you have to lower your phaser shields. You cannot be guarded and allow others in. So if this is how you've been dating, Hilly.
Yes.
Then the chances are you would not find any of the people you dated very spiritual, but it wouldn't be a spiritual experience at all because you weren't there for it.
Yeah, that's true.
See, in order for spirituality to take place, it can only happen in a moment of now. If you are there for it, it's spiritual.
And it happens if you're willing to be honest with yourself. When you're trying to pretend life is different than it is, like for instance, recently we spoke with a person who is wrestling with an addiction, and he was trying to tell us that, well, because he had stopped smoking, say, for instance, for a number of years, he could now control it now, even though he's suddenly back to multiple packs a day. And it's like, no. You may have had a break from it, but you're still addicted. And when you take a look at and tell yourself the truth about the situation, rather than, say, tell yourself
what you'd rather believe it to be, then there's a possibility that it can transform. See, transformation happens in the space of the truth. It's you're seeing what's showing up in your life right now, and you're telling yourself that that's what is showing up in your life, not trying to pretend you're further along than you are, or you've accomplished something, or you're really doing so much better. Spirituality shows up in the space of being.
What, you know, you are such a lovely, dynamic person. And as far as dating goes, I know that you haven't been feeling like it's been, you've been totally successful in that arena. Mm-hmm. What we're saying is that there's a level of being where you are rather than driving forward, a level of vulnerability, connecting in, listening to men.
Listening. Listening is key. Babe, we started the show with listening. We end the show with listening. It's all about listening. You've got to be available to hear what other people say. I mean, if you don't feel listened to, then you're not listening. That would be a good show ender. but we still have another minute or two.
Does this ring true for you, or people are going to think we're being mean to you?
No, I'm listening. Everything is true, and I feel very touched, and you're totally accurate.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited for the possibility for
see,
you.
See, now, look, Hilly, if you know this, then it no longer has to mechanically run your life. If you can actually see that you haven't been listening, you've been looking at life through an agenda to get somewhere, to get married, to, you know, have a relationship, whatever that may be, rather than looking at life to see life, then you can't have spirituality.
And by the way, don't expect that agenda to go away. It won't, but you can
bypass it,
set it aside, include it, but not base your interactions on it. You know, next week we're talking about being right
versus being alive.
Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss being here.
Thank you, Billy.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.